All right, remember, the machine knows if you're lying. First statement, Carvana will give you a real offer on your car all online.
False.
True, actually. Oh. You can sell your car in minutes.
False? That's gotta be...
True again. Carvana will pick up your car from your door, or you can drop it off at one of their car vending machines.
Sounds too good to be true, so true!
Finally caught on. Nice job. Honesty isn't just their policy, it's their entire model. Sell your car today, too.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Is this it? Are we rocking?
We are rocking and a rolling.
Wow.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back. I know you haven't seen us in a very long time. And it's been a very long 2 weeks. I've seen all of your guys' messages. You guys have been struggling to get to your work without listening to us. We're so sorry. We have been very busy, as you can see. We have, and you said, we have finally moved out of our home. We were just so sick of having the podcast either live in Heath's house or my house.
Zane told me, he goes, you know, now that the podcast isn't at my house anymore, I'm just not going to wear shorts. I'll start wearing pants. And I was like, what does that have to do with anything? He's like, I don't know. I'm just going to start wearing pants
now. I'm wearing pants out because to me, I'm going to the office. This is work time.
Going to the office. Good way to put it.
Yeah. The office. We are, speaking of, we are pretty much in a big office space right now.
Yeah.
To be specific, we are actually in our two buddies, David Alvarez and Hunter March's space. Yep. They were so nice to let us have a little corner of their giant office, and we appreciate them so much.
Do we shout out the name of the studio?
Sure, Poppy Studio, baby. Thank you, Poppy Studio. We appreciate you so much.
For the longest time, I thought we were recording at Poppy Soda Studio.
Dude, for a long time, when David told me that, because he was doing like a trip, like his brand was doing a trip, he's like, yeah, dude, like Poppy's wants to like take all these creators. I'm like, oh, cool, like Poppy's, that's good. I just got to hit on my manager because like it's a drink company. I don't know what she, you know, like,
yeah.
Exclusivity. I'm not sure. So I got to tell her. And he's like, wait, what do you mean? I'm like, Poppy's like the drink. He's like, no, Poppy's like Poppy Chulo, Poppy. Hello. Okay.
Poppy, yeah, I thought studio. We were going to be working next to Alex Earl up in this place.
Yeah, that was like when he was about to walk, he thought like we were in Poppy's office. It's like, we can't afford that.
But this is an incredible studio. David has truly brought such a dream to life. And yeah. I'm constantly impressed the more I walk around this place.
Yeah, it's just
really
like
great.
I was looking at this, I'm like, damn, this looks too nice. It's like too nice for us.
And I was walking around thinking about how familiar it looked. Did you notice all of the furniture is from me and Zane's house?
Yes. Yeah. First I walked in thinking it was Poppy Soda Studios, and I'm like, oh, that looks just couch. Like Zane's pool table. Oh, wait, that's the same rug. Interesting. I saw David.
We have, it's so funny because we'll get there because I moved. And so there's a lot of shit in my house. So we're moving to a much smaller house. So I had to get rid of a lot of shit. I wanted to sell everything, but you know, when it's crunch time, you don't have much options. And I was trying to like sell as much as I can, but I think David knew that I had to get this shit out of my house. So I sold him like the pool table and all that. And then he was like, okay, that's all I can afford. And I left. And 2 days later, I'm like,
just take it all.
I'm like, just take it.
Just take
like,
it all.
And Heath, it's so funny. Heath was like, Zane, do not budge because they will try. They're going to try to get a good deal. And I was like, nah, no, I'm going to stick to my ground. I'm going to throw it to the dumpster right in front of them. I don't give a shit. And I was like, you can take it. We're donating to Poppy Studio. And I gave them everything. I was like, please take care of it. It's really good furniture.
It's such a great setup. It's so nice. We get to see Jared. People can't see it, but he's like, it's almost like you can.
He's recording.
Well, yeah, but the people can't see it.
We have a nice
No, there's a camera on him.
Oh, awesome.
Yes, hi, Jared.
Oh. Hey.
Yeah, he's going to be in and out, just kind of, you know, the podcast where there's like he's just there too. He's going to be there too. Jared,
nice to be here.
Jared did an incredible job. Just want to give him a big thank you for everything with the new set. He's been crushing it.
You're a rock star, Jared.
Couldn't do it without you.
Especially because it's been so busy, because obviously Heath just... Well, let's roll the intro and then we can really get into it. Guys, yes. Thank you so much for waiting and coming back, being so supportive and allowing us to make this brand new space and for us to keep going. This is our seventh season. Holy shit, this is insane. Let's get to the intro, baby. Where's our
drink? I don't have one.
This is we're like 80% done with this set. We still need to put shelves. We need drinks.
We're
almost cups.
There. We're getting close.
It's film ready, and that's all that matters. Let me grab. Ready? It's coming. It's coming, baby. Let's go. Welcome back to Zane and Heath Unfiltered. I'm Zane.
I'm Heath.
I'm Matt.
And thank you again. We are so excited to have you back. This studio looks amazing. And
I already feel so comfortable with it.
Know.
I was nervous going into it, being like, oh, we're going to try to get our sea legs together. The dynamic might be kind of rough trying to see if we're comfortable.
Yeah.
But I already feel at so home. Good.
I also love that you both are like already, you're closer to me.
Yes.
And that feels really good too. Like I feel like I don't have to scream across
the room. Yeah,
you're
not like you would never sit like that in a room with friends.
No.
That far away from each other. So this feels like
intimate.
Exactly.
We got some intimacy going on.
Exactly.
I can't do it. I look like a helicopter pilot and I feel really
fucked. Get rid of the headphones.
I don't know why you're even wearing that. I know you tried something different.
We tried to shake it up. I couldn't do it.
We're doing
this
sound.
This feels so much better already.
We were doing sound testing. I had the mic and we were all like screaming at the same time for like mic levels. And I was like, nope. I don't know how people do it. It's too much. My brain. I can't do it. But what was I saying? Where were we at?
Talking about the
set. A lot
of
moving situations, a lot of updates, things going on.
Yes. Okay. So thank you, Jared, again for getting the sun while everyone is so busy. Heath, you're already in Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
You've been out there.
It's crazy.
How many months have you been out there?
I don't even know because I've traveled so much. We've been in Nashville and then we've had weddings in PA. I came out here to film, went back for a couple days. Then I flew out to Yosemite to do my backpacking trip. Then I came back to Nashville for 2 days. Then I went to PA for a wedding. Then I flew back. And then I had 6 hours in Nashville. And then I flew here to come film.
Oh, my gosh.
So it's just been like...
And you have a wife with child.
I know.
Birthing of child.
That was like biggest question I needed to ask. How is Mariah doing?
Mariah's doing so good.
How far along is she?
7.5 months.
Oh, my gosh. Crazy. I haven't even started the baby blanket.
Crazy.
Yeah, you got to start.
Yeah, mid-December.
Matt, you got to be one of the first presents that the baby gets.
I know. So. There may be a little month delay with the blanket or whatever.
Don't worry.
I'm on back orders right now.
That's
with friends
fine.
Having babies. And I'm trying to switch it up because the baby blankets, I realize, take way too long. So I want to get into teddy bears or making like loveys or something else. But she's doing well.
Yeah, really good. Hasn't felt weird at all. Hasn't had any issues, thank God. And I think she's just getting to the point where you're just like, it's getting a little old now.
Let's wrap it up.
And it's getting obviously getting heavier and heavier. So I'm sure she's just like more and more tired every day.
Having a hard time getting like comfortable.
Yeah.
Like no matter how you're sitting or anything like that, she's just like,
get this out of me.
We should honestly, just to like feel what she feels, we should definitely just like wear something.
Watermelon.
Honestly, just get a backpack and just flip it around and make it really heavy.
Yeah, they have those like weighted simulators that you can like put on understand how heavy carrying a child is.
I've been keeping up because she doesn't post.
Yeah,
she hasn't posted ever. Like we don't see her posting on stories or nothing. Normally, it's funny because other girls, 2 weeks, you really get updated. But Mariah keeping
a secret.
Is she
working like on a TikTok? Like
no,
nothing.
Countdown. Yeah. So it's so interesting. Like her sister's also pregnant. Like you know. And she's very much the constantly holding it, just kind of like, you know how, like pregnant women will just like sit there and like kind of like rub their tummy. Mariah's just like,
get this thing out of me.
Like, she's just not very, you know.
If she takes a group photo, does she like?
No.
That's such a thing when like a woman's pregnant.
Yeah.
Like in a group photo, they'll always put like a hand under the belly just to say, I'm pregnant.
I think they just want
to
make...
Sometimes I'm like, you don't need to put a hand down there. People kind of know you're pregnant.
Just covering myself. trying not to... Like that's what I would
do. That's funny. Yeah.
But she doesn't...
Is she like pretty... I mean, she's a very active woman, but does she like go out and run errands and everything like being pregnant?
Does all of it. She's still dancing.
I think it's good to,
dancing. That baby's like...
No, dude.
baby's gonna.
In my head, I always thought it was like it was pretty, you know, solid in there, like not really much wiggle room. I watched a video of somebody getting an ultrasound. Literally, the mother starts laughing during the ultrasound, and this baby just bouncing all over. It was the most aggressive thing I've ever seen.
Wait, and where'd you see this?
It was just like, I came across it on TikTok. It was just like recommended. And it was the lady laughing during it, and that baby is scrambled. Like, just, it was the scariest thing I've ever seen. I was like.
Yeah, and that's probably what Mariah probably feels every few hours, so she's probably ready.
Has she had any weird cravings? I know these are always like the cliche questions, but like nothing where she's like.
Well, I thought she was into like icy,
just cold stuff.
Not making like a pickle pasta or anything that's just like a little
anything cold.
Yeah,
cold fruit, cold vegetables, salad, like cold, just
good.
And then obviously she still eats like the stuff that she normally likes, like pasta and.
Yeah.
Have you guys landed on a name yet? And we don't need to share.
Oh, look, there it is. Oh,
this it's so aggressive.
Oh! Oh, my God.
That's how, just laughing?
How does
that's
that?
Just from laughing.
How does that not kill the baby? Oh, my God.
It's the uterus so is a incredible organ, Zane.
Look at that. Look. Boom!
It is wild.
I stopped telling jokes around her.
Oh, my God. Like, oh, after seeing that. No.
It is wild, like, as the baby gets bigger and the uterus, like, gets larger, how all the organs just get like pushed up.
Yeah.
It's just bananas.
It's weird. She still has abs.
Really?
Wow. Look up abs on like, pregnant woman. It's crazy.
It's like sometimes abs. It's alarming. When you see like some crazy fitness like influencer bodybuilder who gets pregnant, you're like, yo, take it easy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
I didn't know that was possible. the straight Woo! Abs.
It's crazy. This episode is brought to you by Google Gemini.
College students, do you know you can turn the most complex topics into simplified ideas or hours of research into just minutes? How about turning class notes into practice quizzes that help you get the big idea? With Google Gemini, you can do all that and more. You can even turn long reads into quick lessons because what's better than a podcast?
Students get Google Gemini's Pro Plan free for 1 year. But hurry, this offer ends soon. Sign up by October 6th to get free access to Gemini 2.5 Pro, unlimited image uploads, deep research, notebook LM, 2 terabytes of storage, and more.
Visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Thank you, Google Gemini, for sponsoring this podcast. We love you.
And wait, have you guys landed on a name? You don't need to share
no.
it. Oh, you guys are still.
Oh, I had a feeling that you're just keeping it from us.
No.
Still haven't decided. How often are y'all talking about the name?
Well, there was one that we really liked, and our new neighbor
had a baby and named it or what?
His name and his son's name are like a mix of the name we had.
Oh.
So it would look like we did it like on purpose.
Yeah.
Like we got inspired almost.
And they're neighbors. They're obviously going to be friends of you guys as well.
And his kid is like one. So it's like they're obviously going to grow up together.
Yeah, it's two on the nose.
Like they're going to be hanging out in the neighborhood.
At first I was like, oh, it's fine to have the same baby. But now if they are friends, that's like kind of annoying.
Yeah.
Like you could easily just change it at that point.
Do you have a middle name decided?
No.
Because sometimes like the first name can like dictate the flow of the middle name as well. And it needs to be like the whole
package. We're trying to get first because then the middle name, you have to flow with that.
Okay. Are you guys going purely original or are y'all ever considering pulling from relatives' names or family names?
She wants it to be something like Italian.
Okay. Nice.
But like my last name is not Italian at all, so like
it just ends on a hussar, not
Luciano Hussar. It's like it doesn't quite work.
It's how you say it. It could sound Italian. You just gotta say, like if the first
Luciano
name,
Hussar.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're not going with Hucciana though.
Luciano Hussar.
Like Lightning Larry Luciano.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. I have no idea.
Do you guys have a baby name book that you ever just like crack open?
No, we just like, we Googled like Italian boy names and just scrolled through those. And
I love those TikToks.
It's good to like yell some names too. Just in the house, just yell a name and just see if it like
see
lands.
See what it's
going to
sound like. You
got
to try it out.
Yeah, I feel like that's what they do with like dogs too. If you're trying to come up with a dog name,
yes,
you kind of just start screaming different name and like whatever lands.
Do you think, okay, once you do decide on a name, we will not know the name until the post goes up where we have given birth to this baby. This
I don't
is
know.
The
I
name.
Never really had a problem with saying the name.
Okay.
Like, I know some people are like.
You didn't have a problem with a boy or girl either. You just said it. It wasn't like a big deal. So yeah, that makes sense.
Do you have a nursery already built out?
We have a lot of stuff, but it's not fully done yet.
Okay.
But
do you think when the baby comes into the world and will you have them in your bedroom at first and then go to the nursery?
There's so many like different ways that you could.
Sometimes I feel like when a baby's freshly born, they like you keep them in the bedroom nearby and then you kind of move them to the nursery. I don't know. Everyone has their own different methods.
Or you're saying like if they have like a not in the bed, you're talking more like the crib next to the bed.
Yeah,
right?
Like in like a little bassinet.
Honestly, I would.
My grandparents did. They just pulled the sock drawer out on the bottom.
They did that with you?
With my mom.
Oh, yeah. That's how you
Was there a reason just to keep them like not moving?
Dude, they didn't have money for it. No, and it real was just, estate. Like small spot and you just.
It's honestly, it's probably like very safe to do that too because they're not moving. They're not rolling around.
They just slid the sock drawer out and just slept in there.
How are you? Are you nervous, excited, taking it easy day by day?
It's so weird because like she's like really showing now, so it's like hitting more and more, but it's still not fully there yet. Like I know our son is in there. Mm-hmm. I know I'm gonna know this person for the rest of my life, and it's weird to think about, and I'll go through waves, like it'll hit me. But I've talked to like some of my friends who have kids and they're like, no, you think it'll hit you until it comes out. And then you're like, oh no, this is crazier.
Yeah. Have you had like any crazy dreams or like nightmares? Oh, I've been having baby dreams all the time.
Really?
And I were not planning on having a baby anytime immediately soon. Oh yeah. I had one like last night. Like, and it felt so real.
Wow.
It's just.
Was it a boy or a girl?
It was a boy.
Huh.
Because I've always.
They would have called that visions back in the day. Like 300 years ago. Oh, yeah. It would be a sign.
At least want one girl and a boy I'll be happy with.
I think
with.
It doesn't matter how many kids you have. I think it's important to just have one girl and one boy amount.
But I want the first one to be a girl so I don't have to worry about the second one. I just don't want two boys. And if I have two boys, I will be blessed.
Do you like the whole aspect of the brother taking care of the little sister? Is that why you want her first?
No, or? I just want to know that like, oh, I got a girl. Now I can. Because I don't want to have a boy and be like, I want that second one to be a girl
bad. You're a girl dad.
Yes, because I'm a girl dad.
I'm the same. I want a girl and then
yes.
Yeah.
So I just and I remember freaking out in the dream about it being like, I want the second. I'm already thinking about the second baby in the dream.
And why do I feel like girl babies are easier to take care of than boy babies? Or
are kind of easier.
Oh, boys are easier.
And boys are less expensive. Girls are more expensive.
Oh, got it. So let's do that. Boy, girl, boy. Done.
I think girls tend to go through a lot more like emotionally. Yeah. Like they're boys are like sometimes easier, I think, to raise.
I think but they're different at different ages.
Yeah.
Like, that's true, yeah.
As they get older, I would imagine.
I just want to do tea parties. I really don't want to go like teach them how to throw a football because I can't throw a football that well.
With the dolls, put all the dolls around and
make
tea party.
All the dolls, of course.
And that's what you can teach her about the Boston Tea Party.
There you go.
Really like just make it a learning lesson.
Look at you, Zane.
As she's growing up, yeah.
So how's the house coming along though?
Everything is in its place.
Yeah.
Like we're fully moved in. Everything's organized. There's still some things that we need to get like furniture wise throughout the house. But we're just waiting for them to pop up.
It's more just like renovations and shit. Cause I know you want to do the kitchen. Yeah. You want to do the,
we want to do the kitchen here soon. I was hoping to get it done before the baby gets here. Cause you know, don't really want your kitchen torn up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just
especially with the
jackhammers breaking up granite countertops while a baby's trying to.
We had probably going to start that soon.
It's when you're getting your floors done or the kitchen done, you have literally no option but to stay at a hotel, like a hotel that has like a kitchen in the room, like the suite.
It's
that's what we
tough.
Had to do because kitchen is just like you don't realize how bad you need it.
It's just the center of like every home.
Yeah,
has Mariah been crazy about like shopping already for clothes for the baby and
we
stuff?
We got a decent amount of stuff already,
like vintage pieces.
Yeah.
They do a lot of vintage.
That's nice.
Clothes shopping.
We got some cute stuff. We've been gifted some cute things. We don't have any diapers yet or anything like that.
Will you have like a baby registry for like friends and family to like buy you guys stuff?
No.
Yeah, make a baby list.
If you're watching, if any of you guys work at any baby brands, please send Heath and Mariah stuff. DM them. They're gonna need a lot of baby shit to fill up their house.
It's also wild with a baby. You still don't know like what they will look like. Will they look like you? Will they look like Mariah? Will they be a perfect blend of both of you?
I think about that a lot.
Like I'm trying to like morph you guys together to see like what would come out, and I it's so fucking hard to.
Have you used ChatGPT to like?
No.
Oh, you should.
It's crazy if you put both pictures of you guys together and say what it's our kids accurate. Will look
like. Wait,
so they
bro,
also
you should do that.
End up coming out like the cutest kids. Obviously, your kid will be a cute kid, but it's this like,
yeah,
it looks like a model baby of it's your dream looking yeah. baby. But sometimes
I love seeing the they'll take take two people that were that broke up.
Yeah,
on like it's like a trend. Uh-huh. They'll take two people that broke up and morph them together and like put a kid next to them. Like they're holding a kid, okay. and it's like a whole trend that they've been doing. And it's crazy.
And it's wild, like, as, you know, babies, they'll maybe look like you for their first 3 years, and then they'll start looking like Mariah for the next, and then they go yeah. back. It's kind of crazy.
It's like different features that start popping up, like, oh my God, he's getting Heath's nose, and yeah. like, Mariah's eyebrows or whatever.
It's bananas.
Yeah.
But that's so exciting, so thrilling.
Before we continue, we want to give a big thank you to our sponsor of this podcast, HelloFresh.
Fall is here, and with it comes cooler nights, heartier meals, and the craving for something warm and satisfying. That's where HelloFresh comes in, baby, bringing you comforting, chef-designed recipes and fresh seasonal ingredients right to your door. This season, they've taken things to the next level with their biggest menu refresh yet. Say hello to a whole new way to do dinner.
That's right. HelloFresh has doubled its menu. Now you can choose from 100 options each week, including seasonal dishes and recipes from around the world, and dig into bigger portions that'll keep everyone satisfied.
And baby, we are going the healthier route this season, baby. Feel great with an even healthier menu filled with high protein and veggie packed recipes. HelloFresh now helps you eat greener with new veggie packed recipes that have two or more veggies.
And baby, it gets tastier. You're going to get steak and seafood recipes delivered every week for no extra cost. There's 3 times more seafood on the menu now at no extra cost as well. Plus, you're going to discover new seasonal produce each week, from snap peas to stone fruit, corn on the cob, and much, much more.
You guys know I'm on my fitness journey for the second time, and you know that I'm going to want to eat better. So this is going to be the best option for me.
That's right, because the best way to cook just got better. All you have to do is go to HelloFresh.com/unfiltered10FM now to get 10 free meals plus a free item for life.
One per box with active subscription. Free meals applied as discount on first box. New subscribers only. Varies by plan. That's HelloFresh.com/unfiltered10FM to get 10 free meals and a free item for life, baby.
Thank you so much, HelloFresh, for sponsoring this podcast. We love you. I keep seeing people posting about, like, man, my hormones must have been crazy because I thought I had the cutest baby. And then they're like looking back at what the baby looked like.
Yeah.
And like, just every mother thinks, you know, every father thinks their kid is the cutest thing in the world. And then like a couple years later, you look back and you're like, ooh, maybe it wasn't.
I wonder what my mom thought of when she saw me as a baby. I think she was probably very worried.
Oh, Zane.
Did you see my picture? I'd been fucking worried. Like a monster. Matt, I looked like something where you'd take me and be like, dumpster. leave it in a box. No.
I don't think I've seen you as like a pure infant. I've only seen
I was a very large baby. I'll show you a picture. I'll put it up here again. We put it up here before, but I'll put it up again.
It looks scary.
My mama loves me still. Thank you, mom.
And you guys already have a set like delivery OBGYN doctor to deliver the baby, and it will just be a natural birth or no C-section, or you will know that closer to
hopefully
delivery
no C-section.
It's wild though, like with OBGYNs, like, will you be free this day to give birth to my son? But you never know, something can happen and they're like, I'm in Fiji. And then you're having to deliver to some person who is qualified, but like you can only plan so much, but then you have to just.
Yeah, that the whole, just like doing all the research and everything now that we have to, it's so interesting.
Yeah.
So interesting.
At what day? Because I know you have a date, around it, and how, like, for people, like, how accurate is it? Like, is it usually like in the week span, in the 2 week span that
could be a week early, could be a week late, could be how if you have a premature baby?
Like they're pretty good at determining when that baby is like around going to come out.
Yeah, and then also a lot of times, like a lot of people will do like scheduled C-sections, so you just put it in the calendar and then you show up and then you do the C-section.
Oh, even if you're like water doesn't break or, wow.
So it's just more of like a, I don't know, that to me feels very transactional. And
if it's not ready, why?
We would like to do everything as naturally as possible, right?
Yeah.
And a lot of people I've seen that have had complications post C-section.
Yeah.
You know, it's a very intensive surgery.
Yeah. Like no,
they cut you out and they take all your, they pull your stuff aside.
My mom,
My mom had to
do that for the twins because it was like she had no choice.
Yeah.
And almost lost her. She was like almost died because of that procedure. Scary. It is very scary.
Oh, thank God we live in these times. Yeah. I couldn't imagine back
then. Back then I'm sure it was like, oh, you're giving birth, you're dying. You are giving your life up for your
very
kids.
Common.
Crazy, so crazy, 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 crazy.
If you guys are curious, this is what ChatGPT thinks Heath and Mariah's
birth. Whoa! Oh my God! That looks like
that's a cutie patootie.
That literally looks like you and Mariah morphed together.
Really weird.
Oh my God.
All right, Jared, let's save that.
We'll compare.
Oh really my God. Weird. That's a cute baby. All right, do 3 years old. Let's see him grow up.
Stop. This is that's weird.
Would you sign your baby up for like modeling contracts at all?
Did I?
No, would you?
No.
I feel like it's really dangerous to even put them in a situation like that early on.
Well, I mean, like, I think like child actors, like when they're like 5 or 6 and they have to like talk and memorize lines, I feel like that's a little forced, but it's a baby. Like,
okay. Oh, you mean just for like,
no, I mean like it models for like Gerber Foods or whatever. I don't know. It could be the next Gerber baby.
What's the difference? Why is it okay to have them work and go model and act and everything, but they can't put shoes together?
I think there's less mental pressure. Like, it's a baby.
Child labor.
It's like you're using it as a product, the baby, kind of. But like, I think it's just, again, it's up to like.
It's like y'all. I guess you probably don't like. You're not trying to like need the money, but it's just something fun.
Or if like you own like a mom and pop shop, and you have like your kid work in the register, or like just work in there.
I'm talking about an infant just like posing next to like a basket of flowers for a calendar.
I think he's saying not like putting them through the ringer, but more
they're filming like a music video for some huge country artist and they're like, we just need a baby in this like music video. And you're like,
oh yeah, that would be, I would do that. Yeah. I think it's like, as long as it's not strenuous, right? It's like, whatever. Yeah. Or like I'm sure they have like Gerber baby competitions. Like we want to find the next year. So you literally just send in a photo of your baby.
There is a huge contest for the Gerber baby. Yeah. And I think you win a huge scholarship.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, wow.
I think it's a scholarship. For the kid when he grows up. Yeah, for the kid's like
college. Oh, what? That's actually amazing.
But you can only enter the contest, I think, at 9 months old.
Do they change the baby every year?
Yeah, there's a Gerber baby every year. $25,000 cash is what you can win to be a Gerber baby. And you get a year's supply of Gerber products and a Gerber child's wear wardrobe. But you know what? I hope they give it to someone who really deserves
it.
You know? That's not bad, though. Gerber baby.
And also, I mean, I think, like, when you think about, like, when you think of it, like, business-wise, I think it's just such a great PR for them. Where in their heads, like, oh, we're only paying $25,000 in a year's worth to, like, hold this competition, which is going to blow up our just name.
It would be cool to be like, yeah, I was a Gerber
again.
Baby.
Yeah.
Huge. That is cool. That is cool. It's like, it's a good icebreaker conversation. Yeah, yeah. Like, oh, tell me about yourself.
Well, I was a Gerber baby.
It's good. I just think whose job is that to look at adorable photos of all the most adorable kids across the country and be like, you know what? I don't know. I'm just feeling this one. Zay, what do you think?
I like him. Michelle, do you like this one? I don't know.
I'm getting bad vibes from this one. Yeah, right? What is that room?
10. I think just 10. Imagine looking at the top 10 Gerber baby like finalists and like just seeing how like adorable they are.
I want to see the judges debating with each other on why they think you like that. I was thinking,
how do they decide?
It is crazy that they're like,
and they're like, no, this one's cuter.
Why? No. Why?
Tell me why.
Why?
What do you like? Weird. What do you like about that one?
Okay,
Michael Jackson thing. I like him.
So
like
in 2024, the Gerber photo search judges include a diverse panel of Gerber and Nestle USA employees, along with, for the first time, the parents of the previous Gerber babies.
All right.
Who brought in their unique perspectives to the selection process. Okay, so what if there was some scandal where like the previous like Gerber winners? Like knew the next Gerber family and were like, oh yeah, pick them.
Oh, just to kind of like, oh, like the million, like the McMillions. It's just like everyone's like kind of in a.
Ooh, what a scandal that would be.
I could see that being a big thing.
Yeah, that would be so easy to hack.
Yeah.
Speaking of manipulating the audience, I have some beef with TikTok and some of these damn live streams I've been seeing.
Oh, I love TikTok. Don't ban me, please.
Well, I don't know. They need to crack down on these live streams. And I don't know if you guys get this on your feed. It's a live stream of what looks to be like a plastic bag filled with fish food.
Okay.
Hanging above a bunch of fish swimming around in a pond.
Oh, and they...
And then there's these four like poking arrows things. Or razors.
Yeah, yeah, yes,
and they're asking for galaxies. And you know what? I was scrolling and I came by one and it was hanging by a thread. And I go, you know what? I'm going to sit here. I'm going to watch this for a little bit because I want to see this bag fucking pop. I want to see all those fish pellets go right into
Matt,
the bowl.
And I was just like you. I was actually watching this same video too on when I was
and
on
I
my-
And I had that shit on for 30 minutes.
Really?
And that little thread of plastic did not ever fucking go. And some girl posted a TikTok who was having the same grievances as I was having. And a lot of people in the comments are saying, this is like a video that's on loop.
Yes.
It's, they're just scamming you. The bag never drops into the fucking. It's,
and they've had multiple videos. There's so many videos like this. You know the video, you know videos of people trying to get a ping pong ball into like a cup?
Is that not real?
No, they have videos like that where it's on loop because they're sitting in a position and they're doing it in a way where they're able to put it on loop after 5 minutes. And it just gets people to send galaxies over. I agree with you. I
ban
think
it.
this should yeah. be
banned.
And you know what? I have a feeling they are banning it, but it's as easy as me screen recording this and then putting it up on my channel. Yeah.
I didn't realize because you always end up at the perfect moment for these lives too, where you're like, whoa, I glad I caught this.
Or almost.
And when I found out they're all pre-recorded, it's not actually live, I was like, oh.
If they clearly must have a detector. Well, if someone uploaded a video of someone being fully nude, TikTok has something that goes, this is a nude person, let's remove this.
Yeah.
Anytime someone uploads a damn fucking fish
bag,
remove
it. That looks like a saw trap. That looks like a...
Also, I feel like that is just up against code to have that many fish pellets even drop into.
Yeah, that is not a safe environment. Also, you saw the live ended font. It's how big it is. It's because people keep screen recording and cutting the edge off from like to make it look real. And people are screenshotting it more and more and it's becoming shittier and shittier quality.
And then I hate the ones of the guys who it looks like it's a video game and it looks like it's this spiky ball that's about to land in this little corner. And the guy's like, oh my gosh, Chad. Oh, we have 1,000 people. This is the most viewers. Let's get these likes. And every moment sounds like it's so significant. And they're playing that like some choir song in the background. And it's just, it's a fucking scam.
And you know what, Matt? As much as we both think that they should delete these type of videos, you have to think about anything that's like clickbait, where it falls under the same umbrella.
Ban this kid. I hate it. This is a scam. Like, all props to that kid hustling and trying to make his money doing social media, but this is trash.
Yeah.
This is just
I agree with you. It is garbage fucking
there
garbage
are
content.
Probably 14-year-old kids who are just putting away all their money, sending galaxies
their parents'
to this
money,
shit.
Just clearing this shits. The like
that's
to me,
crazy.
This is it's not as it, this is worse than what I'm about to say, but this falls under the same umbrella as like just manipulating the audience, where someone goes in front of us like, "This is why you should not buy this lotion." I'm gonna give you 5 reasons why not to buy this lotion, and then they go, "So this lotion it just feels way too good on your skin," and you're just like. Fucking scroll. And it's like, it's the same thing. It's like you are sitting there and you think you're about to get whatever you came to get and you have been lied to, you have been deceived, and it's just going to get worse. It's going to get
The ones I always get are like either wedding related or like vacation related where they're like, my trip to blah, blah, blah was horrible because of this, 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 this. But thankfully I had this chapstick that kept me like, and you're like,
gotcha,
brah.
But you know, I don't even get that far because as soon as I see the commissions thing, I don't even get fucking a second in. I just fucking scroll.
Before we continue, we want to give a big thank you to our next sponsor of this podcast, SeatGeek.
You guys know I just moved and I need to get out of the house. I want to go to a fun concert. I want to go to a fun game. I just want to get out of my house. That's all. And I know that I'm going to find the best tickets for those type of things on SeatGeek, baby. With over 35 million downloads, SeatGeek is the number one rated ticketing app. There are more than 70,000 events listed on SeatGeek, including concerts, sports, festivals, and more.
And right now you can get tickets to Lorde, Billie Eilish, Sabrina Carpenter, Dua Lipa, Chris Stapleton, Tate McRae, and much much more. And we absolutely love SeatGeek. It's the first and only place we check when we want to get tickets to our favorite events.
And as always, SeatGeek has your back. Each ticket is rated on a scale of 1 to 10, so you know you're getting a good deal. So look for the green dots. Green means it's good, and red means bad. Plus, every ticket is backed by their buyer guarantee.
So get those plans out of the group chat this fall and use code UNFILTERED2025 for 10% off your SeatGeek tickets.
That's 10% off tickets with promo code UNFILTERED2025. Make sure to click the link in the description to download the app and have the code automatically added to your account so you can use it later.
That's right. And thank you so much for sponsoring this podcast, SeatGeek. We love you.
I just wish the commission side wasn't there and then we'd really fall for it.
It's just crazy how much people are making on TikTok Shop.
Are they really though? Are they?
You got to hustle hard though.
Yeah. They sell shit all day, every day.
But you have to make like 25 videos a day of every single little random product.
And just like whatever the next product is hot, that's where you're going to just start pushing and promoting. And you know what? I buy half of them. I do buy half of them. I bought one that like...
What did you buy, Zane?
You're going to fucking judge me for this. I bought the one that where you put it in the back of your phone and when you take a selfie from the good side of your camera, there's a screen here that you can see what
oh,
the...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You got that one?
It's so stupid. It's so terrible. But of course, I'm the perfect demographic for that.
Like, I need this.
It's like a boomer fucking thing to buy.
I gotta see myself.
Because I want a good quality. Because the selfies, the camera sucks.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially when you want to make a good video. So I'm like, I wish I could see myself.
Yeah.
And so I got the screen that where you like plug it in and the screen, but it's like you can easily just get a mirror.
Just get a mirror.
Yeah. So I do fall for all those little TikTok shop.
They're so good. They always hit you with that first hook.
It is.
My wife's boyfriend hated that I bought this. You're like, scroll back up. Yeah. You're like, wait, what did he get? What did I hear? Yeah, they hook you.
I'd say you bought the underwear one that makes your package look good.
Yes, I bought that because I wanted to see how much room there was in there because I was like, this is obviously fake. Like, no one's actually buying this underwear.
It's like briefs that, like, accentuate the bulge.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't accentuate the bulge. It's just a big, it's got a big pocket.
A little so it caddy for your nuts.
No, so when I wore it, it looked like a diaper because it's...
You went for it.
No, because I, like, in my head, I was like, this is so... There's no way, like, people are buying, so I bought it.
There's no way somebody could fit in this.
Crazy.
The ball caddies, though, are kind of nice. Or there's one that MeUndies has where I'm like, oh, this feels kind of good. It's just like an extra pouch for your goods.
Yeah. What's like the latest one? What is the latest item on TikTok Shop that you've been seeing all over that people?
I get slime and candy and ramen noodles.
Really?
I get a lot of like things I want to eat.
Does it gross you out the TikTok Shop where people are like making their own candy in their house and then they package it, but like you see them do it? Does that like kind of like food that's being made in someone's house?
I want some sour gushers.
I know, but does it like when you see someone it's in their
when
house?
When I see that, I think about that pink sauce thing.
Oh yeah,
yeah, because that was a whole thing where like got it was like.
Yeah, I'm
made
out
of.
I don't know. I kind of trust it.
Yeah, you trust it?
I do. There's I do. Like because guy- they're more sour than I think what like you can buy on the shelves, mm-hmm. too.
No. I don't mean like the sour, how good it tastes. I'm talking about like the quality. Like, can you
just
trust
the fact that they're doing
that
it?
This person's doing it right? Even if they're doing it live, you have no idea what's happening off camera because they're not making every order off camera.
But it's candy. I wouldn't buy anything that had like meat or like beef jerky or like something that's like way more perishable if that's
like
the word.
Dairy or anything like that. Yeah, I ain't
buying that. Oh, one I always see on TikTok Shop that I'm like, damn, is that worth it? Is like those are the electric box cutters that like
no
they because as influencers
no, it's not.
We get sent so many boxes of like PR shit. It's like this electric box cutter almost looks like a mini like power
it's
saw.
It's kind of shaped like a scissor, and you just like. Do it like you would be
scissoring
it, but
can you look this up? I've never seen this.
Electric box cutter.
And it kind of just like cuts through it. Like it's...
Did it look like good quality or it looks like just...
Dude, it looks awesome. You can just like...
Oh, wait. Let's see this.
You can cut like that.
Oh, yes. Oh, that's amazing. Oh, I'm buying that.
See,
you don't think that's good?
Bro, a box cutter is a razor and you just...
But look how fast that's going.
But yeah, the thing is though, you'll buy that, the power will go out after like... Yeah. The battery will die out after 1 hour and you'll never charge that shit again. Yes.
No.
Dude, a box... Literally, I set my boxes and I just go like this. And then I just cut them quicker than that.
But sometimes there's those ones that brands send that are like... There's not even like a fucking
scene. It's
you
tough
like,
to cut that shit. You have to fold it and it's like you can't
use
get that
two
in
two hands on a scissors. You can't
then
even
then
use
that's
one
definitely
hand.
Not getting through it.
Yeah, that is. That's a saw. Yeah, if it's like if it's handheld like that, you know that quality is not going to be probably the greatest. But you could probably.
I just bought this new chainsaw to cut through my cardboard boxes. That's crazy.
I don't
crazy.
Know. I like. Oh, look at that! Look.
That's crazy.
That was going so slow. You saw that?
Bro, do you guys use electric can openers?
No.
Exactly.
No. Well.
Exactly.
No, because a can opener is just like easier to use. And it's like
the opener is the most annoying little handheld thing in a kitchen.
It really
and yet
is.
We still choose that over an electronic one.
I think because it that brings us back.
I think that was back in the day where people were opening up a lot of cans. Like
that's
back
true.
Like in the 50s and 60s.
Dinner was like six cans.
Yeah, six cream of mushroom soup. So like a little dumping bag.
Dump some green beans in it.
It looks like. When you like, it looks kind of ridiculous when you think about it. That doesn't look ridiculous to me. It looks like something that, like, if you're dealing with a lot of box opening and a lot of like PR boxes, I think that's a great tool for to use, right? No, I don't know. I get it. Should I buy it and then we can test it out?
Try it. Okay. I think you should.
All right, I'm gonna buy it.
Did you know you're supposed to open the cans horizontally?
Come again? If I'm
instead
oh
of, like,
yes,
you're
supposed to open it. The lid
it
like this, Heath. Right, like this.
Yeah.
You're supposed to open
so
it from the side.
So instead of cutting down inside and then you have to like push the thing down and hope that pops up and then you take it out, instead of clamping it this way, you clamp the top of it and you go around the side.
Oh, damn.
And you'll notice the whole thing just pops off perfectly.
It opens much cleaner. When you look at it, you're like, oh, this is how you're supposed to open it.
It will make so much sense. It's so much easier.
I got to open up some cans.
Can you type in, yeah, proper way to use can opener?
You see, on this season of Unfiltered, you're going to be learning new
things.
That's right. We're going to be educational.
So you might be using it
oh,
wrong.
Right there. See how much
oh,
better?
Oh, wow.
It's so stupid.
Okay. See.
Yeah, you see that?
Oh, yeah. Because I, every time, even when I'm doing like a pull top tab of a can, I'm always like, how are you telling me there's no metal bits getting back into the can?
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like that's a little bit safer of a way of opening it.
Yes.
Doing it from the side.
Oh my God. That guy taught me how to make a sugar-free a pie.
Did you make it?
Day. No, I didn't. But I saved it because I'm going to make it. I'm going to make it. But yeah, I know he makes good stuff.
See, look at that.
So oh, you know cleaner. He making me. He making me pie, boy. Yes. Oh my God.
Did y'all see the TikTok of this girl who said, have y'all ever seen a horror movie and there's been like a villain and you're like, I could take on that guy.
Yes.
I feel like I could take on Jeepers Creepers.
I haven't seen
I
it,
saw
but...
that girl. I saw the girl. That...
All these people have been making TikToks responding to her like, girl, not the Jeep. Not Big Jeep. Do you understand
that's
who you're
one
talking
of the scariest
about?
Villains that you like that you can go against.
Are you familiar with Jeepers
I've
Creepers?
I've never seen Jeepers Creepers.
Oh, dude. Okay.
He's fucking terrifying.
Jeepers Creepers is a creature who goes to sleep every 23 years.
Yes.
Okay.
And he rises and he hunts and he eats his victims.
And he also, get this, flies. So okay. Imagine someone like this that can also fucking fly.
He can snatch you up, fly anything. He will make you into a cocoon and suck out all your organs.
He also has a whole like underground thing where he just dumps bodies he's done with, and there's just a pit of just bodies.
And they were thinking that this was one of the easier ones to defeat.
Yes. This girl thought,
and okay. The whole community of people have been going, you do not know who you are fucking with. And then now there's a guy who is a cosplayer of Jeepers Creepers. I think the girl who made the original post, her name was Mara. And he's like,
no, Jared, you have to pull it up. Dude, Matt sent me this. I was fucking dying. I was like, oh, Mara, you have a big storm coming. I wouldn't have been able to sleep if I got this from this person. Oh, hell no.
Oh. Girl, you have summoned him. So, I bring this up because I'm also curious. What horror villain do you feel like y'all could take on?
Oh, a horror villain. Okay. Yeah. I mean, that's a big... I mean, obviously, not like Freddie Mercury.
Freddy Krueger?
Nothing like Freddy Krueger, Jeepers Creepers.
He just sings you to death. His pitch is too high.
Jason, Texas, Chainsaw Massacre, none of those guys. Nobody can take on those guys. I think, I mean, Scream, easy.
Yes.
It's a human.
Yes, and he's it's wearing a like a damn skirt.
Yeah.
Like, Scream, I don't get how that guy even goes around and kills people because I'd be tripping over in that dress. Yes.
You can't even see through that fucking mask.
Yeah.
I wear it every year. You cannot see through that shit. You have to fucking take it off when you really want to see something.
And also, Scream really isn't his own supernatural entity. He's usually somebody in the town taking on the identity.
Yeah.
So,
is that what you, so does this count or does this not count? Because it's a human.
It counts, and it's the smartest answer I've been saying.
It's just easy, and there's a lot of, I think there's a lot of villains that are, like, in every slasher movie, there's a villain like this, where they're either wearing a mask.
Because he's just got one knife. That's it, bitch.
Yeah.
He's not even that strong. And I take on Scream all day.
Yeah, you get a knife, you have the same chance as he does to defeat him.
Now, now, if you had to take on one, Jason or Michael Myers.
Michael Myers.
Yeah.
Easy.
Because Michael Myers also just has one, a kitchen knife. Not even
that. Yeah, but Michael Myers, he's huge, right? Hard to kill him.
Hold on.
He takes bullets.
I don't know.
Are we doing just a straight up just one-on-one fist fight, or we get to bring, like...
You get to bring a weapon.
You're in a house with friends. He's...
okay. That's a perfect,
good.
Perfect scenario.
I feel like... I don't know. I kind of feel like I could take on Michael Myers, but Michael Myers is more clever, I think, than Jason. But Jason, I feel like, is slower.
I was thinking maybe Leprechaun.
Oh, Leprechaun. Yeah, just kick him out. Or Chucky.
I thought about Chucky too, but then I was like, I don't know if you are able to take him out.
He's also a stuffed animal.
That kind of worried me.
Yeah, you can't really kill him.
Can he die? I don't know.
Just take out the fucking batteries.
Is that what he's run on, batteries?
Dump water onto fucking Chucky.
Yeah. No, I don't think he's... Is he run on batteries? Have you seen the movie?
He was a doll, and he's like... I'll be your friend.
But batteries were in him?
Clearly, I bet in the Chucky movies, you take out the batteries and he's still alive.
Yeah.
That's got to be some sort of plot in it.
But he's made out of plastic. I feel like we can burn him alive.
Oh, is he? I thought he was
He does not use batteries.
This is a key part of the horror Jaws play.
That's why I was stressed out
alive.
About that one, because you never know. But
oh, shit. Maybe I take it back. Maybe Chucky could
His ability to move and stalk... A talk stems from voodoo magic and the soul of a human being.
You can't fuck with that.
Oh yeah. No. It's like a Horcrux.
Yeah.
It's like you're kind of fucked because a human is inside him.
No, you got.
But
nothing.
If a human is running his shit, you still got an advantage because he's small.
That means you have to take out somebody else first before you can take him out.
Got it. Yeah, it's like Voldemort.
You have to take out the OG person.
Wow,
who's in charge of it?
See, now you're adding two people.
But what about Texas Chainsaw Massacre?
No, there's no shot with him. He's mentally disabled. He's wearing human skin on his face.
He can be easily tricked.
Yes. Yeah.
Maybe you like give him some candy.
Yeah.
But that man runs. Have you seen him run with a chainsaw? Yeah. That man sprints with a chainsaw. I don't think I could do that.
Okay, but Saw though. Saw, the thing is, the moment you wake up, he's in the other room.
No,
can't even get to
him.
He's
not, this guy, he has cancer. He's not strong. Like, he has other people work for him.
He can still be dead, and he's still keeping the game going.
Yeah.
True.
Actually, he may be the hardest
one. Like, you don't want to see that piggy. You don't want to see that pig mask at, like, a vulnerable moment. That's when you're fucked. You wake up, you're, like, screwed.
Mm-hmm.
And the motherfucker don't even give you a chance, because he's a good, like... The Jigsaw guy, what's his name?
Jigsaw,
yeah. When he gives you a chance, but the people that are working for him, they're just fucking him over, and they make the machine, whatever trap you're in, they don't give you a chance. So they always die.
Yeah.
He's hiring the wrong people on his team. They're always screwing him over and then screwing the whole game over. I know my shit.
You should do more vetting on employees.
Yeah. And like, who's going to vet them, you know?
He's checking their LinkedIn.
Speaking of Saw, I don't think they're making another one.
You were supposed to be in the next one.
I know. I just don't think they're making another one.
They'll take like a break and then there'll be another one in two years.
Like, there's no way they would make an announcement like that on camera and not put me in the next one, right?
Like, you got to keep flirting with them, Zane. You got
to
keep flirting with them.
I don't know how to flirt. With directors. I don't know, because I don't know their
You got to set up some Google alerts on your phone when a new project is being assigned. You see who the director, producer, all of that. Follow them on Instagram. Say, you look great.
You're looking good. You're looking like you're about to make another heater.
Uh-huh. Yeah. We're so excited over here.
It could be, but like, it could just be, you know, but I'm glad that I was at least part of the last one. You know, that's something to brag about.
Of course,
you know?
I think
so.
Just keep your hopes up.
I'm happy with it. Yeah, I'm fine. It's all good on this side of town, you know?
Before we continue, this episode is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Guys, in a week, it's going to be World Mental Health Day on October 10th. And this year, we're saying thank you, therapists. BetterHelp therapists have helped over 5 million people worldwide on their mental health journeys. That's millions of stories, millions of journeys, and behind everyone is a therapist who showed up, listened, and helped someone take a step forward. Moments in therapy, like the right question, a safe space to cry, or a small win can change lives. This World Mental Health Day, BetterHelp is honoring those connections and the therapists who make them possible, while showing how easy it is to get guidance from licensed therapists online with BetterHelp.
And with BetterHelp, you're going to get quality therapists that work according to strict code of conduct and are fully licensed in the United States. Plus, BetterHelp does the initial matching work for you so you could focus on your therapy goals. You just got to answer a short questionnaire that helps identify your needs and preferences, and their 10 years of experience and industry-leading match fulfillment rate means they typically get it right the first time. But if you aren't happy with your match, you can switch to a different therapist at any time from all of their tailored recs.
Exactly. With over 30,000 therapists, BetterHelp is the world's largest online therapy platform, having served over 5 million people globally, and it works with an average rating of 4.9 out of 5 for a live session based on over 1.7 million client reviews. That's amazing.
And again, this World Mental Health Day, we're celebrating the therapists who helped millions of people take a step forward. If you're ready to find the right therapist for you, BetterHelp can help you start that journey. Right now, our listeners are going to get 10% off their first month at BetterHelp.com/Zane and Heath.
That's Better, H-E-L-P. .com/Zane and Heath. Thank you, BetterHelp, for sponsoring today's episode. We love you.
How is your new place coming along, though?
It is good. We haven't, honestly, we haven't had time to set up anything. It's like a mess right now because we started moving like a week and a half ago. But ever since the move, like every single day, we've been like working.
Who's
so
we?
So me and Danielle. So I lived with me. It was me, Danielle, and Todd.
Yes.
In the last house. Todd is moving out.
Oh.
He wants to get his own place. And then me and Danielle are moving into one house. And before you ask, we are roommates. We have no sexual relations. She is like my little sister. So just wanted to get that out
there.
Are
you dating anyone?
No.
Oh, no.
No.
Going on dates? Here and there?
Yeah,
here and there. You on the
apps? I'm on the apps, yeah. Oh, I'm on the apps.
Okay.
I'm swiping every single day on like two different apps.
Swiping right and left?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Oh, you think I'm just swiping right?
Yeah. I'm just going no, please. No. Wait, is left yes and right's no?
Left is no, right is yes.
Oh, okay, yeah. But
yeah,
you're saying apps might be yes different. To some. Okay, yeah. Cool. So anyways, I don't know. Sorry, I was having
But yes, so yeah, me and Daniel, we're moving to the house. It's much smaller than the house that we have now, but it's really nice, really cute.
Pool?
Lighting is pool. Yeah, yeah. We have a pool.
Cool.
We also have like a guest house where Heath is staying at right now.
Cute.
AC is bumping. I'm so excited. It's really hard to test out ACs in houses. You have to like really like live there in order to test it. So we got really lucky with that. The AC works very, very, very well. And I think it's because it's like a smaller house, low ceiling. So it's like AC
the best
rolls
part
through. Yeah.
Is that he was eligible for fiber.
Oh.
So we got good.
That's
internet.
Really exciting too. I have fiber in my house right now.
Oh, damn.
So, which is great because when we send footage, like podcast footage, any large files, boop, immediately.
Super fast.
Immediately to Tennessee, to Mariah.
Are you going
to
be doing a big, I don't know, you put so
like
much
a,
into
like
the
like
interior
a housewarming?
Design for your room. Are you going to do your room up again?
No,
or?
No, I'm actually going to just kind of copy what my room was because I really don't.
You still have all the stuff too. Like you just wouldn't have your, you know, wallpapers and stuff put up. Can still do the layout.
If I was going to do anything, I think because I keep looking at everything and I'm just like, this is such a mess and I keep putting shit away and nothing seems right. And I know a lot of people do this, but I think I might do it too. I think I want like a professional like organizer because what they do, they don't just get what you have and put it away. They like buy shit to make it look good too.
Yeah.
I don't know what I need to buy to separate everything and make it look nice. Cause I know like they have a brain of all right, these boxes to like separate shit and make it look nice and like what to put on your counter and put on your bathroom space. I just need like a pro to make my shit. And I know like Alicia just got one for the kitchen and I know like that her kitchen now looks really nice with all the shit still there. So I just want to make it feel like I have my shit together.
Get Marie Kondo.
It's what?
Marie Kondo. Yeah,
just someone. Like right now, when you walk in, you're like, divorce dad again. Like it's just like it's I'm unable to escape that. It just looks bad. And I know when I clean it up and fix it, it's just still gonna look like that.
I'm so always
like,
interested.
I need a woman's touch in my bedroom. That's
or a man.
No, like woman's touch.
Maybe a feminine touch. Yeah, too.
Feminine touch. Just like make it look really nice.
I'm always interested in like kitchen organization too. Because like the layouts of kitchen, because certain cabinets where they are, there should be like there's actually a designated cabinet for your plates, but it's hard to figure out where they are. But it's all in relationship to where the dishwasher is, where the stove is, and where the refrigerator is. Yeah. There's like a whole art to that. And sometimes I'm curious if I actually have it right. And I would love an organizer to come in.
It's so interesting when you move into a house, you're just like, I think we talked about this already, where it's like, where's the silverware going to go?
Yeah.
And is it going to be the same place as you had in your last house? Like if you're a guest, where would you first guess the silverware was going to go? So we were doing all that and we're like, fuck, I'm going to just let Danielle handle this because I'm just going to fucking... And she's been like, it's so funny, like living with a girl because she, like, I've been trying to push it away. And she's like, she gets so fucking angry with me. She's like, just don't fucking touch anything. I want to put everything away and then you figure it out. I was like, okay, that's fine. Because, and it makes sense because
she's got a method. She's
got a method. Yeah. But I'm just like, hey, can you hurry up? Because I can't look at this place and mess it. Because it's still like that. She's gone for the weekend now. So it's still a mess. But
is it like a very new house or is it like old?
It's modern.
Pretty new.
It's modern.
Pretty modern. Okay. Yeah.
Nothing like spooky about it or anything?
No. Yeah. Nothing spooky. Nobody died. I don't think anybody's died there.
Okay. That's good. No bad juju.
This is really funny because right before I signed the lease for the house, especially since we're on a time crunch, so I was just like, I got to get a house quick. That was actually the first house that I looked at.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh, this is perfect. Let's get it. Boom. We got it in like literally at the fastest time to ever like decide that we need to move and then got the house locked in. It was crazy, crazy, crazy. I couldn't believe how fast it happened. And it was so fast where as we're moving shit in there, I'm like, okay, ooh, we can just put all this in the garage. And then it hit me. There's no garage. And I was like, oh my God.
No garage?
No garage.
He's telling the movers, yeah, just go put that in the garage.
Yeah, it was just like, there's just no garage. And I was like, oh shit. Fuck. Okay. Because I have so much shit in my garage, like in my old house garage, where I'm like, oh my God, I can't put this anywhere because the garage is pretty much, it's just outside.
It's one of those, you know, where you would drive underneath and then the garage is set in the back.
Got it.
But they converted that to an ADU.
Oh.
So like that's where the garage was.
Mm.
So I was like, it's fine. It's cool. We're going to, because the garage right now, it's like looking hoarding fucking hell. And we have all like the decorations and stuff for in that garage. We have like all of, you know, my paint, my art with my belly.
Yeah.
Where the fuck am I going to put that? Like, I'm not, like, you can't hang that up anywhere because it's a small house.
Yeah.
And you don't want that sitting up anywhere. Like, in the beginning, it was, like, funny. But now, it's like something Charlie Sheen would have in his house.
Yeah.
It's like, you don't want that, like, up anywhere in sight. And if you have it in the bathroom, it's so fucking big where it's just like, oh, God. Like, you just, like, you don't want to scare people.
Yeah.
But it's also, like, to me, it's, like, it's... You don't want to throw it out because it was
you
this,
can put
this
it
artist
up in the bathroom.
This artist, no, no,
you
Matt.
Got a sense of humor, Zane. I think like your belly mold can like look good.
But
on
you're
a
also
wall.
Forgetting like Danielle like will just be pissed at me every day if I had that shit hung up.
I'll
in
talk
there.
To her.
Please talk to her. I told her like she could do whatever she wants to the house because she like that's her thing.
Yeah,
you bring
I don't
a
care.
Girl back. It's up in your room. They're just like,
what is this?
I thought he had his shit together.
Yeah, no, no. But it's really funny how like my hoarding days are fucking over. Like I cannot hoard anything. I was saying Danielle, because Danielle is a bit of a hoarder where she's like, I really want like to bring these things. I'm like, Danielle, trust me. If you're not going to look at this or touch this in fucking 2 years, you got to toss it away. Cause I'm really good at hoarding now.
Yeah.
Like the hoarding days ended for me when I was at, Kling, either Kling or, but like I remember, or Denny days. Remember my room?
Yeah, the disaster.
And then I was just like, it clicked and I was just like, fucking toss everything out. And I do it every time I move now. I toss 70% of shit in that dumpster that I got for the house. I looked at it, I was like, I can't believe I'm tossing this. I toss it out because I haven't used it in a year.
Yeah.
But it was like pretty special to me, but I still toss it out.
If something's like bulk, yeah, it's where you draw the line of like, is this sentimental and important?
Yeah.
Like, if it's someone who wrote me a very nice letter, but it has to be like something that's like thin. Too. Like a nice letter, cards from people.
Oh,
sometimes
okay.
I keep those. Wedding invites, I'm always like, do I keep these? Do I throw them away? I don't know.
Yeah, I have like a binder folder in my office that has just like all Christmas birthday cards, things like that.
Every single one, like doesn't matter from who.
Just like
you just
Pokemon
have it.
Cards of just everyone's like significant.
I like to go
events.
Back and read them.
Yeah, that's actually not a bad idea.
It's cute.
I wish I was more sentimental like that. Like
if they pass away, you can go back and read it. It's kind of.
But if you give me a birthday card that just says happy birthday and signed your name, sorry, I'm tossing it.
What? Why?
Because you didn't write anything.
Because that's what I do.
Yeah, you got to add to it.
If someone wrote a very thoughtful letter, you have a good handwriting?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've had the same handwriting since first grade.
Oh, I feel like I knew this.
How long does it take you to pick out a card?
5 minutes.
Oh, wow.
5 minutes. If I'm in the card aisle,
yeah,
5 minutes.
Pretty good.
Oh, it takes me 5 seconds. I literally go to like my dad's birthday. I go to dad's section. Boom, boom, boom. I look at it. And if it looks like, I like to go by age.
You don't read them all and then make
I do, but I go by like age or like if it, I do actually, you know what? I do read it. I do read it to make sure it like makes sense.
Yeah.
Like,
cause some of them are wild and super niche. You're like,
yeah.
Yeah. It's like, yeah. Happy birthday to my sister-in-law's nephew.
Like, oh yeah. They've become very, very, they've like expanded to very, very
then they've
specific.
Got like happy birthday. And then they got happy birthday. Like from like the husband's perspective.
Yes.
There's so many different kinds.
Weren't we taught? I think a long time we were talking about like, didn't somebody give a card that said something
and it was
to
like
a work, no, to a work wife. Weren't we talking about this, Matt? Like it was like a guy gave it to his work wife, but he has a wife.
But
he was like, oh, you're my work wife. And like, everyone was like, oh, that is not. Why are you getting a work wife card for your, did we not talk about that?
I remember that being like a thing. Yeah.
I don't know if it was like a big TikTok thing or not, but yeah. That's really funny. But yeah, different niches. They got so many different cars now you can get. Wild.
They're just way too expensive.
I do like the, they have a-
They know, are way too expensive.
For what they are, it's way too much money.
How much are they now?
I don't know. Sometimes they're like $8 for a card. But you know what? I don't know. You got to support the card business.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And because I think there's people that really take their time. Because there are people that take their time in making those cards and make it like make it special. It reminds me of Mr. Deeds. I don't know. I think that's why I just thought
I
of that.
I always think of Mr.
There's
Deeds.
There's something about a card, though. I enjoy it.
But you know some of these are fucking AI. Like, look at that top left one right there. Go up. That top left one, 100% AI. Make me a happy birthday cake card.
Kind of looks like a cake. And
the cake is made out of paper machete. Boom. That's what's going to come up.
Paper machete.
Yeah, paper machete. Wait.
Paper mache.
Machetes.
Machete.
I love me paper mache.
Have you done one?
No, not since, I don't know, when I was 8.
What would you sculpt?
A balloon.
Okay.
Well, you would inflate a balloon,
paper
mache the balloon, pop the balloon, and then you kind of had like an alien head. And you would paint an alien head. That's my go-to paper mache. And then I feel like I made a Power Ranger out of paper mache one time where you ball up a bunch of newspaper, paper mache the outside of that, and then you get like a head, then you do the body, you do the arms, and you have a little paper mache
I've
doll.
I've never been able to do a project. I was never, because I've seen so many people do projects
paper
like
paper mache,
that.
You get flour and water, you mix that up, and then you get strips of newspaper, you dip it, and then you
put that plaster stuff, hardens.
And you let it dry. Paper
the only
mache.
Thing I did that was similar was like fiberglass.
Well, fiberglass?
Yeah, it's very similar.
Isn't that dangerous to like even touch or play with?
I don't know. When I was working on my car with my dad, we were just fiberglass and shit.
Okay.
Is this how you make planets?
You put the fiber like stuff down.
Wearing gloves, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And you would like lay it over whatever you needed to like close or cover or make hard. And then you would paint the resin stuff, whatever it is that hardens on top of it.
Oh, cool.
And then it would cure and then it would turn really, really hard.
Oh, shit.
Similar to like a paper mache.
You should have a show like paper mache or real. Like, you know, it's like cake or real? Real or cake? What is that show?
Very niche, Zane.
Paper mache or real?
Onto something.
Zane at Netflix? what are we missing here? Guys, come here.
Speaking of hoarding, did y'all see Denise Richards' house?
No.
So, Denise Richards apparently has, in the process of getting divorced or is now divorced from her husband, who's an actor named Aaron. I really don't recognize the guy from movies or anything, but I think he's been on some popular TV shows. So their divorce has been so bad to where he decides he's going to go around with the camera and film the upstairs of their house, which is in total disarray, that Denise has apparently left it in this condition. Him and his parents live, I think, on the bottom floor, along with Denise Richards' 15 to 20 dogs. And I don't think Denise Richards has lived in this house. This is crazy level of, but I want to say all respect to whatever they're going through in their divorce, but pettiness to where he felt the need to film this, but it's also
Oh, you're saying it was petty of him to like have a camera crew come
kinda,
in here.
But
yeah.
I think he's doing it to show like, to win more of his side of the case of divorce.
Oh, so there's like you think there's a lawsuit happening and he's like, but doesn't this hurt him if he's like bringing in press to like come, oh, look at,
but
this?
I think it maybe goes to show she's not stable enough to, I don't want to say like to be a mother
So maybe you think this happened after the lawsuit was done, because that is crazy to like have this.
So he's walking around for the people listening. It's just that you can look it up on your own. He's guiding these cameras through. This is a disorganized room, but it is filthy. Just, this is probably her daughter's room.
Oh, clothes? So she
this
left
is her
it.
Bedroom.
She left it like this when she moved out.
Yes.
Oh my God.
And there's just wine stains in the corner. He says that she keeps buying new makeup, and there's just the makeup keeps piling up. There's vintage clothes that have mothballs and moths taking all over it. It's disgusting.
It's so crazy because you can easily hire a team to clean that out, like as you're moving out. They have so many companies like that where they help you, especially like, you know, older people, you know, they can't move all that shit themselves. They have like literally whole teams.
Denise!
Wait, what was that?
That
room?
That looked like it was piled up with just dirty paper towels.
Matt, you know what that looked like? The SpongeBob episode where he's like, and it's just diapers everywhere.
You know that, what was that TLC episode where the old lady is like in a pile of in her house, and she's like, hey! Do you remember what I'm talking about?
Oh, she's
was
like,
that
this
real?
Is my kitchen.
She's like doing like snow angels in her.
Yes. Yes. Get it together, Denise.
Oh my God.
Also, I just can't believe Denise has 15 to 20 dogs. I think that should be illegal. Oh gosh.
Oh no.
Oh my God.
She looks like Zordon dying in Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
It's like when you make a fort as a kid and you're just like in your living room and like covered with everything.
And guys, I have no room to be laughing. I know I am, but that's exactly what my room looked like when I lived at the Denny house. It kept piling on and piling on. And there was no light at the end of the tunnel. I just like was, that was my life.
I want to say a few things about the Denise Richard things. You know, I know that she has also been claiming domestic violence, that it's a very like serious situation for them. I don't know what is real, what is not, if he staged all that up. But I will say, Denise Richards, if you have 15 dogs that are your dogs with your ex-husband, go pick them up and find them homes. That is like disgusting that those dogs have to live in that state of squalor.
Wait. The dogs were in there still?
She has all these dogs that are hers, but and you don't live there for the past 2 years? Pick up your dogs. Why are you making your ex-husband?
Oh, they're cute too. Look at them.
And your in-law, that's sad. It's sad. But then, I don't know, maybe the husband staged the mess. I don't know, but clean it up.
Good little PR move on his end. That's him?
Yeah, that's him.
That's so crazy that these like celebrities, like this seems like such an old thing to do. Like, this seems like something that, like, I feel like if you were to ask me right now, like, I popped in and was like, when was this posted? Oh, 15 years ago. There's no way people are doing this right now. Like, putting their wife on blast on, like, a fucking, what news channel is this?
I don't know. Probably
Inside Edition.
Yeah, it just, like, it just seems like something where you just don't do anymore.
Keep stuff private.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't matter how messy your divorce is. Like, why are you putting that out there like that?
He clearly wants the publicity, too.
Yeah, he's trying to be the likable side and... I don't know. You don't know anybody's circumstances or situations.
We don't. But that's
and for us to see it and only come to a conclusion with what we've seen.
Yes, exactly. Like,
but how are you living downstairs in that big of a house with your parents?
It's a lot.
Still, if I had that $3 million house, I would be like, let's clean up upstairs and enjoy the primary bedroom where my ex-wife is not staying in. I don't know. I'm talking out of my ass, but
yeah,
that was crazy.
It's very, that's sad. Wow.
Yeah, those dogs are...
I'll take one. Every month I like think about getting a dog more and more because I'm just like ready for a dog.
Saying don't.
Like,
Don't get a dog. Get a cat.
No, I don't want.
Dogs. I mean, all respect. All dogs need a home.
Yeah.
But also, dogs. The moment you leave your dog is thinking of you.
I know, but like, I feel like I don't leave a lot.
Okay, well then, if that works for your lifestyle, do it. But
dude, a cat is like, to me, I might as well not have a cat. I'm sorry, Heath. I just might as well not have a cat. It's just like,
this is crazy.
The cat, it's more of just like, it's not gonna come and cuddle with me. I'm just like, when it comes to pets, I'm just so selfish. I just want them to come to me, and like, I want them to be able to lay next to me when I want and cuddle with me. I don't mind sleeping in my bed.
But also, cats, you kind of have to have a decently sized house for a cat. Sometimes you can have like too big of a house where like a cat, you're not gonna see it too.
Yeah, just get.
I mean, like, I'm talking about people who have like massive mansions. You have a cat, like,
oh yeah,
I feel like you're never gonna see that cat.
That's true.
Maybe the cat just wants to be near you, but yeah. You gotta have like a good sized home for a cat too.
That is true. Yeah, you don't want a big fucking mansion. You'll lose that thing.
Yeah, because dogs
like to be alone a lot too. Mm-hmm. So
it's so lonely in my mansion.
What kind of dog would you get though?
One that doesn't shed so much.
A Samoyed. Aren't those hyperallergenic? Do they shed?
Samoyed.
Huge. Dog,
I'm really
though.
Bad with dog breeds. That's like literally my weakness. Is
Samoyed.
That thing gorgeous. Does not shed. That looks like a shed
fucking
monster.
Maybe they shed,
monster.
But they're hypoallergenic or like they don't.
Oh, they're like good for people that are.
I mean, a dog like that has to shed. What do
yeah,
I know?
Yeah, look at that.
But they're gorgeous dogs.
I love Shiba Inus, but they shed like a motherfucker too.
They do.
Shiba Inus? Yeah.
Shiba Inus. They're so cute to me.
I can never like figure out their personalities though. I
mean, what do you mean?
Like, I don't know.
You can't figure out their personalities. I think they're. They have anxiety.
I love
they got like anxiety and stuff.
I love corgis, but every corgi I've met is not that friendly. They love their owners, but they don't like strangers that much.
Who has a corgi?
The queen. Oh wait, R.I.P.
The queen.
R.I.P.
The queen. I thought you were saying that like you're referring to one of our friends as the queen.
No.
the queen.
The queen made Welsh corgis so popular. I think they're the cutest dogs.
You think they're just like us, like sassy? Like they're
yeah,
just
they're
like
just sassy.
Spoiled?
They always run around with their owner.
They bark a lot.
Who do we know that? Look at that ass.
Cute
Jesus.
Little bum.
Keep oh that dog God. Away from Zane.
My God. Wagon.
I like him.
I like them because they have features of what would be like a big dog, but they're small. You know what I mean? They have
I
nice
guess,
hair.
Yeah.
They're not like a chihuahua. Yeah, I like corgis. And you can get them mixed with other breeds. But you know what? Adopt, don't shop.
Yes. Adopt, don't shop. Oh, like never buy a pet?
I always have differing opinions about that. Where
but aren't all dogs like important? I don't know. Like why?
Because the dog that's for sale still needs to find a home.
Yeah.
But I think
I don't,
like,
get
don't
that.
Financially put yourself.
And dog prices are outrageous.
Yeah, why are
they
we?
They are absurd.
Like $8,000? What?
I don't get it.
Because I want a Scottish Fold cat, but Taylor Swift gets to have 8 of them. But apparently hers are rescues, but I'm not buying that.
Yeah, I'm
narrative.
Not buying that shit either. There's no way.
But
rescued from the pet store.
It frustrates me
rescued
that, like.
From the breeder.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, Lolo.
Tell me a Sotomayor. What are these names?
That name. We're changing that name.
Isn't Sotomayor, isn't she like one of the judges on like the Supreme Court?
Why is her last name on these dogs?
Have you seen Sotomayor? Those big cats?
Oh my God.
Yeah, she's a justice of the Supreme Court. What
Matt, have you seen those big cats that are like $20,000?
Like the Bengal cats?
Yes.
Doesn't Justin Bieber have one? And
wait,
you have to feed them like raw meat. You have to feed them like cow liver.
Wait, can I look at the Bengal cat?
They're crazy.
Wait, do they have like cheetah skin?
Yeah, they got like spots. And
oh, so does Brooke Schofield have the Bengal cat?
I don't know.
How does hers look like a cheetah?
I know that the Petro.
Yeah, that's literally what, that's what Brooke has. But it's not that big.
Go down a little bit. Right there. That kid's got 2 of them.
Damn.
They're crazy.
Oh, that would scare me to like just let that thing near me when I'm sleeping. I think it would tear me up.
Yeah, because you can't feed that like dry cat food. That
oh, so meat.
That's like a legit like mountain lion.
Yes, yeah. And when they hiss, it's like, it's not like a, it's a.
It like rumbles. It's got like a growl to it.
Yeah, no, that's something where you wake up in the middle of the night and it's halfway through your stomach.
Dogs fucking rock, though. Dogs are like, dogs are man's best friend.
Dumbass rocks, but you gotta love them.
You love them.
Cats are incredible.
Look at Vinny. Oh my God.
But it's all, it's crazy. All the different shapes and sizes dogs come in, the scales of them. Like, cats don't have crazy of a, genetic biodiversity to their species. Like, dogs are unbelievable. Yeah. All the different types there are.
I love that. Coconut.
Oh. Yeah, get one.
I will.
Think about it, Zane. Think about it.
In a few years, maybe I'll get one. Matt, what have you been up to these past 2 weeks?
Oh my gosh. Past 2 weeks, I mean, I've been here, but before that, I was in Croatia in Greece.
How was Croatia? My God.
Croatia? Unbelievable. Did you ever go?
No, I've never been there, but oh. I knew you. I know you, he went to the.
I went to King's Landing.
He went to the Game of Thrones set. Oh my, he was sending me pictures, and it's crazy because Danielle went literally 2 days before you and sending me the same pictures.
I know, I didn't get same to spot. Link up with her because I missed her by like a few days and she was down the coast.
Yeah, you both are sending me literally same spot.
So cool.
Like, Croatia, yeah. Dubrovnik blew my mind. I was so impressed.
I really want to go.
By that, the city, the country. I don't get why anybody goes to Italy when if you're looking for a Mediterranean vibe with amazing food, gorgeous, clear blue water and coastlines. It was incredible. Damn, loved it. Sick. King's Landing. We did
that. Oh my God.
We did that for about 3 days with my brother and my sister-in-law and her sister. And
just
husband.
Just like vacation, just no reason.
Just vacation.
Just to
we
go.
Linked up for 3 days and then we all split and did our other ways. Loved Croatia. Then I went to Greece with Patricia. That was awesome. We went to Paros and Naxos, which are two islands. We didn't go to like Athens or see the Acropolis. We didn't do all the hardcore.
It's I feel like you should go to like places that like it's not like huge, widely touristy.
Yeah,
touristy.
I didn't want to be around a bunch of foot traffic and be stressed out. I'll see
you
that
you want
stuff.
Authentic, go to Mykonos.
Yes.
Yes, and stay at like that that white hotel.
But we had a great time. One wild thing we did, we went to a nude beach. So
wait, did you just like stop by or did you participate?
So one,
did you participate?
One day I was going
you followed
to
the rules, right?
I went to go rent a Polaris and I was walking by a beach and I already saw some like naked people on the beach. And I was like, oh, we're in this side of the world. Okay, cool. That's a thing. And then I was on maps looking around and near our hotel was like on the maps listed was like, this is a nude beach.
Yeah.
And Patricia and I were like, should we go? Like, let's just go like
stop
see
by.
It.
Yeah.
Let's just go stop by. And see what the vibe is. We went and we're walking up from a distance. We see kind of like a sea of people or like a group of people. We're like, is this a nude beach? I'm like, those people, they got like swimsuits on. We get closer and closer. They're fully naked standing around. And we look out and I would say it was packed, but it just looked like a bunch of nude bodies. It looked like a bunch of just walruses out on the beach.
Would you say, I mean, I bet you the crowd is all older, right?
Yeah. They definitely majority, I would say older people, but there were some like young people our age hanging around.
Wow.
And I wore a Speedo that day. Cause I'm like, if I'm going to wear any type of swimsuit to the nude beach, I'll wear a Speedo. So I got a Speedo off Amazon.
Keep it classy.
But then we got there and we like sat down. We're like, let's do it. So went bottoms off.
Okay.
Made sure I had sunscreen on in all the right places. All right.
Well, Matt,
you had to sunscreen it.
Oh yeah, definitely. But I was like kind of sitting there, you know, like with my
somebody
knees up.
Somebody sees you sunscreen it, they're like, pervert.
Yeah, I know. I was just like, how do I apply this without like, I don't know, semen to
tug it on it.
And and the whole time we were there, we were like, oh God, I hope we're not like, my fear
paparazzi.
Was getting just getting recognized. Like,
well,
oh my gosh,
it's funny that you brought
Patricia.
That up because a fan was there, took a picture
Shut
of you.
Up.
Jared, bring it up.
No.
I'm kidding.
Oh my, dude, my heart.
That was good.
My heart fucking sank.
Imagine Matt just with his glasses on.
There was one guy behind us who was just like lounging at Zane, like laying back, but like just on his phone. But like right behind us. And I'm like, why are you on your phone at a nude beach? I think phones should be banned at a nude beach.
How close?
Like to where Jared is. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure there's phones everywhere, especially like from the creeps. It's like a creep central. Like that's the best place for just the wrong person
and
to go.
It was like, you know, we sat down, you know, Patricia just went top off. She wouldn't go like bottoms out. You know? And then I was like, oh shit, I gotta pee. And like, you know, you gotta go in the water if you gotta go pee. And I was just walking.
Walking down.
I have never felt that free as a bird. on a beach. It was pretty nice. And then Patricia and I, we got in the water like together, and it was wild. Like Patricia's naked and there's people behind her. It felt like you were like in a dream where you're like, you know, there's dreams where you are naked. It was just bananas.
I'm just literally in my head, I'm just imagining that scene from Eurotrip. Have you ever seen Eurotrip? You've never seen Eurotrip? Oh my God. Yeah. There's a scene where like a group of four, a brother, sister, and two friends, they go and they're at a nude beach. And the sister takes her top down, and the brother's like, oh God. But it was a sea. The guys are excited, but it was a sea of old men. That was the only people at the beach.
Oh, Michelle Trachtenberg, RIP.
Yeah, right there. There's a scene of all the guys running after the four of them. And it was all naked old men running. It was so funny.
And it wasn't creepy when we were there. It made you kind of realize how taboo we make nakedness and how normal it is for them.
And just other countries. I we are definitely the stricter out of like any country when it comes to that type of stuff.
Yeah, we're pretty modest.
Actually, no. No, we're not.
There's
definitely other. Just hit me. Yep. It just hit me.
You're Muslim.
Yep.
I would never go to a nude beach with like friends though. But as like a couple, it was just kind of like a fun experience to say you'd done it.
Yeah.
It was cool.
Yeah. I'm definitely not confident enough to be at a nude beach, but you know, you know, I could swing by, but I couldn't participate. No, no way.
That's crazy.
Yeah. It was wild.
Oh, it's one more thing before. It's funny because we were trying to make this episode really special. Heath and I were trying for the past month to find an artist to perform at the end of this episode. We were trying so hard and we could not find anybody to make the ending of this episode.
You know how like magical talk shows late night like have like a special performance at
play
the
us
end.
Out just,
like,
yeah
play
yeah.
us out. That was always been my dream, and I was like, fuck, we can't, because we're going to like big artists, and like all of them were like,
we can't
just shut down. We're like, oh yeah, it's not gonna happen. What Heath does not know is that we actually did lock someone in.
Did we really?
3 weeks ago.
Shut up.
And they are here right now.
Jared, is this real?
Yeah.
There's no fucking way.
They're here.
What? Right. I don't know about this, Heath.
I've been shivering this entire no week.
Dude,
about this.
My stomach has dropped like three times on this.
There is someone here right now. What we need to do, we need to blindfold both of you and also put headphones on you, because we cannot let you see or hear anything. So Jared, can you please bring the headphones and the blindfolds?
There's, oh my God.
No fucking way we got somebody. See, this is why I can't trust Zane. He's too good at lying.
Here we go.
Okay. Oh my gosh. Jared, I'm like now
I don't even know if you notice how fast my heart's been beating this whole episode.
This is crazy.
We're gonna set up as you guys are waiting. So let's shut these lights off.
Yep.
I think I'm just more surprised somebody said yes.
Oh, trust me, you're going to be surprised. All right, guys, take your blindfold off. This is very important. You have to get this on the first try. We don't have another. It has to be on the first try. Matt, you're going to be our lovely host, and you're going to present the artist tonight. I'm going to give you where you're going to read on the phone, and then I'm going to switch it over to a note card. And that is the first time you will hear it, and you will see it.
We have the absolute honor of presenting today's special guest. Give it up for... What?
Shut up.
No way.